This week on WUWM, we're exploring the development of a regional corridor from Milwaukee to Chicago. Economic developers insist that regions will be the major player in the new global marketplace, and that ours, around the southern part of Lake Michigan, could be part of that elite group. In today's segment of Project Milwaukee Southern Connections, WUWM's Aaron Toner looks at planning underway in smaller communities that dot southeastern Wisconsin. Many are becoming attractive to both workers and businesses headed out of Chicago and Milwaukee. Aaron's first stop was the village of Mount Pleasant, one of the fastest growing communities in Wisconsin.
I'm standing outside Mount Pleasant's brand new village hall. Village leaders say the building is meant to serve the community for the next 50 years. And there's a lot of empty space here, so they're envisioning a lot of growth over the next several decades.
On average, we probably do about $45 million of diverse development a year, new growth, industrial, commercial, multifamily, and some single family.
That's Ron Meyer, Director of Planning and Development for Mount Pleasant. He says it is blessed by geography. The village is located smack dab between Milwaukee and Chicago, a region considered a labor shed, an area with diverse job opportunities. There is also easy access to Interstate 94. Those assets, plus the particular lifestyle the village offers, have attracted 3,000 new residents during the past decade, and Meyer says many of them are commuters.
Perhaps the husband goes to northern Illinois and the wife goes to the south side of Milwaukee. So being located between Chicago and Milwaukee is we do have people that commute north and south.
During the past 15 years, Mount Pleasant has led Racine County in the construction of housing subdivisions and condominium projects. The community has also extended water and sewer lines to accommodate new commercial development, and there has been plenty. To get an idea of just how much, I went to the site of the old village hall where new construction is underway.
Coming soon, there'll be a pick and save at this location. There will also be a Red Lobster and a retail building that will house about four tenants.
As a tenant does leave, almost immediately thereafter, it's re-tenanted.
And Meyer says the village has identified 8,000 acres of land near I-94 that's prime for new commercial and industrial uses. While development may be going gangbusters, it has been planned. Mount Pleasant, like all municipalities in Wisconsin, was required to adopt a comprehensive plan by January 2010 to guide development. Many plans in the southeast are designed to preserve agricultural land and the rural character of the region, and so they direct new projects to be established adjacent to existing development and in areas with water and sewer service. But Tom Leback is quick to point out those plans are living documents, so they can be amended. Leback is village administrator in Caledonia, a rural community of 26,000 just north of Mount Pleasant. He says Caledonia may soon tweak its land use plan to allow more stores, factories, or warehouses to be built. One modification could open the door for a Walmart to locate on Highway 31. Leback says other zoning changes could occur along I-94, where there's been a lot of commercial interest.
We have this vast expanse of land, and I would think if I was a developer, it'd make me drool.
Leback says the driving factors behind efforts to modify the land use plan are the village's desire to create more jobs and diversify the tax base. But change won't come easy. The village had to rent an auditorium for a recent meeting on the Walmart proposal because so many people came out to object.
There's a real concern that a wholesale change in the nature of the community and who we are, and I just don't see that happening in the foreseeable future or even beyond.
There is that tension in every community.
Ken Yunker is executive director of SewerPAC, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. It works with communities on land preservation and development, attempting to balance competing interests.
That tension includes farmers who have no one in their family that is looking to pursue farming, and they view that land as their ability to retire and to be able to develop that land. On the other hand, you have the belief that we ought to keep part of the region urban and the other part rural, and that area should not develop.
SewerPAC works to ease tensions by keeping watch of the big picture, such as where there is pressure to develop, and then calling together local planners every 10 years to update the scene. The commission recommends actions communities could take, sometimes jointly, to support growth while protecting the quality of life.
What you're trying to convey there is with development, while it may not be immediately apparent, it will become a need for urban services, sewer or water or public transit as people age. It'll take school busing to get kids to school as well. And while those costs may be buried within school costs, they still are there.
Ann Yunker says what he always urges communities in southeastern Wisconsin to do when planning for the future is to find ways to capitalize on their proximity to the greater Chicago area because of its worldwide stature. Every community's goal in the corridor should be to create an influential region, according to Milwaukee County Supervisor Pat Jurczyk.
This huge metropolitan area, and by that I mean all the way from Gary, Indiana up, is starting to join together. And I think we need to look at it from a comprehensive viewpoint and start doing the planning with the whole corridor in mind instead of each little village just planning their piece.
Jurczyk has organized a group of local planners that meets four times a year to discuss land use and other issues impacting the region. Ideally, she hopes communities in southeastern Wisconsin develop common goals for preserving the region's farmland and natural resources while also accommodating its economic growth. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.